Now, we briefly mentioned a newspaper article yesterday talking about GOTS being high achievers rather than the disenfranchised, disillusioned dropouts that some people might think they are. This is all according to a study done at the University of Sussex, which compared GOTS in the UK to those in Germany, where apparently there's a thriving Gothic scene. Well, the woman who wrote the doctorate is Dunja Brill, and she joins me from Berlin, where she now lives. Dunja, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Just to get things clear for those not in the know, can you tell us exactly what a goth is?
Well, I mean, most people define it by the style or the clothes. Usually they wear black and, well, pale makeup sometimes, big black eyeliner, big hairdos, black dyed hair. But I think the main thing that distinguishes a goth is a certain outlook on life and a certain kind of take on things. I mean, the music, for example, listening to dark music of all kinds. The lyrics tend to be a bit more profound than in ordinary pop music, and many goths have an interest in, well, quite sophisticated things like history, literature, poetry.
Okay, so that's like description of whatever, that's what you found these people to be. But I mean, the basic finding, are goths generally high achievers?
Most goths are, their intelligence tends to be above average. I mean, that's for sure. Normally, they are not quite as materialistically oriented as many other people. So the kinds of professions they end up in are not usually the ones that pay the most money, but the ones that leave you the most freedom and the most creative expression. So they tend to be, well, web designers, computer programmers. Some end up in academia, like me. Many go into social professions, like psychologists, for example. And you find a lot of people in professions like architecture, design. But, I mean, I've also met goths who are lawyers or bank clerks or medical doctors.
So, like, you could say then that, like, if a lot of sort of youngish people or if a lot of teenage people or late teens feel alienated, then goth is a good outlet for alienation as opposed to an awful lot of other youth subcultures which encourage people to drop out of school and maybe do illegal things.
Well, yeah, actually I think it is. I mean, I don't want to disrespect other subcultures. I think other subcultures like punk do have their merits too. But I definitely think that if a youth feels alienated from, well, ordinary sort of fun-oriented culture, it's a very good outlet. And I found out about the Gothic subculture when I was an alienated teenager. And for me, it was like finding something of a home, you know, not feeling alone with, like, sometimes dark and strange thoughts. And you just, yeah, you find sort of a community of thought, if you will.
Okay, well, like, not to necessarily, as you say, dismiss other subcultures. This is, generally, it would seem to be maybe quite a good outlet for alienation. Now, first thing I'd like to say is, by the way, we'd like to hear everybody else's views on this. If you're a goth or the parent of a goth or even a former goth, we'd like to hear you give us a ring. 1850 715 922 is the number. And by the way, when I say former goth, it's okay to be a goth in your teen years. It's okay to be a goth probably in your 20s. Is it a bit embarrassing past the age of 30?
Not necessarily, because the people I've met who are very seriously involved in the Gothic subculture, many of them keep holding on to it until their, well, late 20s or even their late 30s. I mean, I'm 32 now and I still consider myself a bit of a goth. But of course, you know, the way you express yourself and the things you do and the things you define as being goth, they mature a little over the course of the years, you know? I mean, I used to have a leather jacket with strange slogans painted all over it, like all torn and ripped. And wearing that, walking around now here, I would feel a bit silly maybe, but I still wear black. I just do it in a bit more refined and moderate way.
And Dunja, did you read the spines of Dostoevsky novels and gaze forlornly for hours at spots?
Not necessarily. I mean, actually, I didn't even get to the spines of Dostoevsky novels. I mean, I never really touched a book of his. Maybe that's right. A bad confession for, like, someone who holds a doctorate.
No, because,
but it
I
is
mean,
like that.
You know, because, I mean, there are others. I mean, there's Oscar Wilde, The Decadence, The Hairspray,
yeah,
The Edgar Allan Poe, Bram Stoker,
yeah.
All that.
I've been through all those. Right. I mean, I've had this interest in, like, the Gothic novels and, you know, philosophy, like existentialist philosophy. You have to read Nietzsche if you're a goth, of course, you know, these kinds of things. And, yeah,
Nietzsche, now, Friedrich Nietzsche, I mean, if you think he died like in the year 1900, he died a long time ago. I always remember studying him myself at college. Not that I was a goth, I wasn't. But what did you find were the differences between the UK and Germany? Because I know that Germany has a huge goth scene.
Yeah, Germany. The German scene is way much bigger than the British equivalent. I mean, in Germany, there's huge goth festivals. For example, the Wave Gothic Treffen, which is in late May or early June every year, and this attracts a crowd from all over Europe and even the U.S. Well, about 20,000 people. Whereas the biggest goth festival in Britain, which is the Whitby Goth Weekend, that takes place twice a year in the autumn and in the spring, that attracts about 2,000 to 3,000 people, mainly from the UK. Well, that's the differences in numbers. And of course, this also entails that goth in Germany is far more, well, mainstream, if you will. It's far more commercialized. And actually, many of the modern goth bands in Germany, they make it into the album charts,
right,
or
yeah,
single charts,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And, well, one other difference which I found is that British goths, on average, tend to have a much better sense of humor. I mean, German goths sometimes tend to be a bit pretentious, you know. not all of them, but it's like, I mean, British goths tend to be a lot more humor with a pinch of salt, like dark,
right,
sarcastic sense of humor, which,
right,
I like.
Okay, you know, absolutely. In fact, in Carnation Street at the moment, which is the big soap, there's a goth couple. I think they feature quite heavily or so, I've just been told. Anyway, okay, it's not just a teenage rebellion thing, because you mentioned earlier, you mentioned one couple in their 50s. The oldest interviewee was 45, the youngest was 14. Are there more goths around now in 2006 in Germany or in Britain, whichever, than there were, say, in 76 or 86, do you think?
Oh, I think 76, the gothic subculture hadn't yet happened, I think. Around the early 80s, goth was really big in Britain, and there were like the bands like...
Is that because of the Cure, though?
Yeah, The Cure. I mean, that was their goth heydays. I mean, the album Pornography is a really dark album, like the old Cure stuff from the early 80s.
Mm.
It's really like... And then goth was quite big in Britain, and I suppose the number of goths was bigger way back then in Britain than it is now. But here in Germany, actually, the number of goths is as high as it never was before.
Right.
It's still growing, I think. I mean, over the past 5 years, the gothic scene in Germany has constantly been growing.
Okay, well, I mean, I'll tell you what, I'm going to play a track now from The Cure, just to remind people, or to whatever people, here we are.